Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Time to check in with Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti for our weekly legal briefs. Karen, good morning. Let's talk first about what's going on in Iran. Is it a war? If it is, did the president violate the Constitution? That's the question being debated, isn't it?
It is. And all politics aside, and all questions about whether this was a good thing politically to do or not, I think most of the experts will agree that he did violate the Constitution. Only Congress can declare a war. Trump has called it a war, and others in his administration have called it a war. So it really did violate the Constitution, and it violated probably the UN Charter, which forbids the use of force unless there's some sort of imminent threat.
So what are possible repercussions here, or can there be any at this point?
I don't think there will be, and I don't think there can be. There was the ruling in 2024 where the Supreme Court said that the president's acts are basically immune. He's immune from any sort of any kind of criminal action. So that's probably not an avenue. Impeachment, of course, is always a possibility, but that's a political vote. And as far as the UN doing something, they probably won't. So here we have a violation, but really no remedy here to take care of it.
Because of the conflict in the Middle East, the Epstein files have moved off the front page for now. But here in Illinois, lawmakers have introduced a bill to create an independent, what's called Illinois Epstein Files Investigation Commission. What is this all about, and what's the purpose of it?
He's such a bad guy. He's got a lot of laws named after him. It would be a commission where the governor appoints a bipartisan group of people, and they would have the subpoena power, and they would get to investigate any issues that relate to Epstein that also relate to Illinois. Here's the thing. I mean, it sounds like a good idea, giving the idea that we have some power to maybe move this forward and have some transparency. But I really don't know that there are any victims connected with Illinois. There might be that we don't know about them. But, if there are no people who are involved with Epstein, this might just be a good banner headline for the politicians.
And will this in any way mean that the files will become more transparent, or will the survivors be impacted by what happens?
Well, the Illinois Commission can't do anything to change what's going on federally. So that's why I'm thinking it's not going to have any power or the necessary means to change anything that's going on in Washington. So I think the best way that we are going to have transparency is to have the federal government take action and do what it's supposed to do under the laws that have been passed there to obtain transparency.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Yesterday in a Manhattan courtroom, a trial began, and a lot of people are looking at this, thinking, will this affect how I buy concert tickets, the price of concert tickets, because this is about the Department of Justice suing Ticketmaster and their parent company, Live Nation. What can you tell us about what will be going on here and what the possible outcome could be, the impact?
Yeah, I think this is going to have a lot of impact, and we're going to see for the first time the inner workings of Live Nation and Ticketmaster, who are really dominant in the industry. Not only do they sell tickets, but they own venues, and they have promotion companies. So 646 million tickets they sell, 55,000 venues. So they sort of monopolize the entire industry, and we're going to see whether they did this on purpose and whether they tried specifically to thwart fair competition, because when you thwart fair competition, the wisdom is that results in higher fees. It involves fewer choices that consumers get to make, and bad business. And everyone who's tried to buy a ticket knows that it's difficult. The service is not good, and the costs are skyrocketing. So we're going to see whether or not the Department of Justice is going to succeed, and then it could be that the two companies have to divest each other. So now we might have Ticketmaster, and we might have venue owning. We might have all of these things separate as opposed to just one company.
I wonder how that might affect the consumer. What do you think?
I think it's going to be good for the consumer, but not right away. I think it's going to be, you know, a long time before we see these results. If, you know, they may have to pay money back to the fans. They may have to pay money back to the artists. But I think it'll be years before we see true change in this industry.
And finally, as you know, the father of the school shooter in Georgia was convicted yesterday of all counts. Were you surprised by the results of this trial, Karen?
No, the facts here were egregious, and we talked about this. The jury was out for just about 2 hours, which is a really short time for all of these complicated charges. The facts here were just egregious. I mean, this kid had problems. He had a shrine to school shooters in his room. The police came and told dad to keep the guns away. He promised to do it. The mother said to the dad, keep the guns away. This kid's a problem. And the father buys him this semi-automatic assault style rifle for his birthday and lets him have free reign of it. And he takes it to school and he shoots kids. So this to me was not a surprise at all.
So because the father bought the gun, not the mother, that's why he was charged? Is that right?
Yes, and he was also living with the child. The parents were separated, and the mother was living elsewhere. And so she testified, actually, against the father. She probably got some immunity herself, but, you know, she didn't really have the control of the child, I think, was the idea. But everybody told this guy to keep the guns away, and he didn't.
The results of these trials, and we've had a few lately, should send a message to parents to be more careful about guns in the house, hopefully.
You know, raising kids is not simple, but it is simple to lock up your gun, and especially when you have a kid who has documented mental health issues and threats and school issues. It just, you know, to think that it's going to be good for him and healthy for him to go out hunting with a gun might be a good idea, but not unsupervised and not free reign and free access, especially to these guns that are so very deadly.
Exactly. A lot to talk to Karen about. You can listen to her and call her up on Sunday between 3 and 4:30 here on WGN Radio. And we will talk to you here next Wednesday. Thank you, Karen.
Have a great day.
You too.